Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, Tuesday night. We're in Kuf Chav Ches Dinei Chodesh Elul, and we'll start with Sif Ches Avel, someone who's an Avel for 12 months for a father or mother. For other relatives, it's 30 days. But for father or mother, the Dinei Avelos stretch over a year, over 12 months. Kol Shnei Mosuchei Deshachar Avel V'Imo. Lo Yesh Liach Tzibav Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. Lo Tokeh Abba Rosh Hashanah. Not so clear why. Maybe it's a little depressing. People see him when they see him. Elamein Acher Hogan Kamohu, unless there's no one as qualified as he is. Okay. So I told the story. V'imu Tok Shloshim, if he's within 30 days, I'll shor krov him. So that's more kal. Even if it's within 30 days, it seems to have the same dinam as other V'imu for a year, but it's far different and it's more kal. Im hechzik mikvor lispalalo litkoa fiyaz de chazaka to lead either davening or litkoa mutter. He's mutter, all the Mishnah Berurah says. Also, if there's nobody else available, the Mishnah Berurah says. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying not like that. He's saying lechatchila you could do it if he's a muchzik. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he's a Muslim, it's only if there's no one else. Kivan Shirosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'atlim Zeresh Shloshim. They break off the Shloshim, if it's after Shiva. So it's like, it's not 30 days anymore. And Hogas Avelus stops. So if he didn't have a muhsuk, v'yeshakar hogan kamo, and someone as good as him, yesh lahachmed that he shouldn't do it. I will call you my aslicha, safilu be'er brash hashanah, mutu l'chalav liyo shliach tzibur. There's no reason why not. Ach lo b'toch shiva, he doesn't at all, not even if they come to his house. Okay, Yachadai Meslichas and Rashi Lom Mishlosh Yosemidos Derech Tzilu Bakosha Ella Derech Kriya B'Toyra. So he leaves it with the trap because it's considered a Dovah Shev Kedusha and you need Asara. Ella Derech Kriya B'Toyra, you should read it Benigun of Atomim like trap. Skip those phrases. At the end of the slichas, more in divishmaya, lo yomer mele basar. Okay, there. I don't know. Maybe it's even considered a davish b'kedusha. It's aramis. Really, if you're reading in the Torah, it's just off the beginning of the pasuk. But the beginning of the pasuk is what? Ve'evar Hashem al panav ha'ikra is the beginning of the pasuk. Ve'ikra b'shem Hashem. You can read the pasuk before also if you want to say ve'ikra b'shem Hashem. Other losses mi beso, we're talking now in Shiva. Lechas beis haknesses loy maslichas milvad ber rosh hashanah, we allow him to go shemar maslichas, and it's like Tisha B'av. Okay, sif yud aleph. Hashliach tzibah sheyispalel b'yom noiroim b'chein atokeya tzrichan lifrosh hasatzmon. You have to refrain from tashmash hamitah shlosh yom lefnei rosh hashanah. You call dover shemevi lidei tuma. In other words, Tashma Shamita or anything that brings Liday them becoming a Balkari, a Tomei. The Yumaduk, the Yacholton Perish, Perushe, Hatfilos, Vapiyutim. Okay. The Hilchus Tkias, if that's appropriate for the Baal Tokea or the Makri. The Gam Yilmadu Sifrei Musar, in preparation for their role of leading the Tzibur on Yom Neroim. Hamorim Eslev HaAdam, V'yirim Yipachad Hashem, U'mehadar Gaono, B'kumol HaMishpat HaSa'oretz. Yeah. Im lo nimtzem Tokea Shu Baal Torah, Yiro HaKoponim Shia Makri Baal Torah, V'yibokei Bechus Tkiya Shofar. Shim Ye'elra is a toast, but Tkiyos Yedem Malasos, when you go back to the beginning of the Seder, what's acceptable is a Shvorim. I got this guy in my Vesikim in Yerushalayim. It's like Mr. Brewer says not to do something. So it must be a mini Yerushalayim to do it. I don't know. It's like he's the poster boy for don't. He blows a very short shvarim every morning. Okay, that's not so bad. But then he starts off every trua with a shever. There must be, certain groups in Yerushalayim must have the minute. He starts up, he goes through, he blows it through like this. That's his true. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings it down and like this. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's a shever. And don't do that. Like I say, I keep it every morning. I say like. He's the poster boy. Like if we had to make a poster of the Mishnah Berurah, like he'd be the poster boy. I'd put him on the poster. He's an older man. You don't ask Yerushalmi. You want to get yelled at? I'm still traumatized by my first day in Eretz Yisrael. Come on! Everybody here heard the story. I'm still traumatized. I really should go to a psychiatrist. With Kohanim, yeah. When the Shliach Tzibur Duchen, even though there are other Kohanim. So I'm all full of myself. So you're not supposed to do that. The memory is traumatizing. I can't even describe what was said to me and the tone of voice and the face that was the glaring. And like, who do you think you in the best Yerushalmi, who do you think you are? Go back where you came from. You're telling us what to do and how to do it, tone of voice. So I don't say anything to anybody anymore. Even though Rabbi Yoel Schwartz Stavins there, I'm a buddy of his, right? He was downstairs, so I could. Nah, he doesn't. He's not part of the minyan. Really. He doesn't live in that neighborhood. He got chased out of Meir Shorim. He lived in Meir Shorim. He got chased out because of the Nachal Haredi. Maybe not. That's the legend, is that he got chased out because of that. And he lives now, I think, in Malos Dafna or Arzi Abira. So that's really right across the street from Sanhedrin. You cross over Shterot Eshkol, if you know Yerushalayim at all. It must be Malos Dafna, because that's right across the street, really. So he comes, but he's not really. But not an old Yerushalmi Yid that's out of some painting. And he, every morning, it like kills me. So I say, okay, it must be. Then I'm saying, if the Mishnah Berurah brought it down, they must have done it. That's how people think. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah brought it down, they must have done it. So. Ayin Mishnah Berurah says, make sure you don't do that. All right, that's already extremism. But you see, they did it. I've arrived from the Mishnah Berurah that they did it. Like the Chafetz Chaim says certain things in Hilchos Lashon Hara. So you learn it, you go, oh, so you see people do that. Oh, okay.
You
mean if it's Leil Ono? I didn't understand the question, I'm sorry. So Shaila, I can't answer. I would have to do some research if that was the Shaila. I would imagine, yes. He could always go to the mikveh.
I mean, even Rosh Hashanah night, if it's Leil Tefillah, you go. You go, and then you try to go to the mikvah.
And the stomach, because the 3 days, for the woman it makes sense to say 3 days, because of Poleta Shechva Zera. But why 3 days for a man? Sal Karchach, it's just a hafrasha. So if it's just a hafrasha, so I would say Leil Tefillah year, and you should just go to a mikvah. Yeah, because there's no real reason for 3 days. By Matan Torah, when it was 3 days, the Gemara says it was for the women's sake. It was so that the women shouldn't have a problem. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying.
It's okay, it's my braces.
Okay, so if the Baal Tokea doesn't know the halachas, so the Makri should know the halachas, and he should ask to be a Bokei Nuchos Tkiya Shofer, so he should know what to do. V'gam she'ed the livdak as a shofer and mukosher. We have to get Yechiel Spira to talk about how shofers need a hechsher too. Well, you will hear from Slifkin. Not on, a week from tomorrow night. So make sure it gets into the bulletin. You'll take care of that. So you'll see. Well, what he'll be talking about, I don't think a shofer needs a hechsher for.
Where's he doing it?
Okay. No, not upstairs.
Signed up for Yom Haran. Monday or Wednesday.
Oh, okay, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's why I'm in.
Do you know the yeshiva wants to use our facilities for the next few weeks?
No one spoke to me.
Cranus wants to use the facilities. Anyway, so you do have to check a chauffeur, but a chauffeur doesn't need a hechsher. The way they cut it, the way they shape it, you'll find out from Slifkin that, like, the way they make most chauffeuros, it's really, there's a big cooler involved, because they change the shape and they to make it look good. And they widen the thing, and so it's probably okay. But you're doing something that's really a cooler. You're essentially changing. So okay, you're not really changing it. You're just making it wider. You're just making it smaller. It's like people, I can tell you, you know, yeah, you should be makbil. Let's say I'm mahadrin hechsherim. Like you should. Right? If you go to a shechita place, you go through the whole process, and they're very makbid on certain things, and then certain things, like they just, you know, they just make you. And again, you feel like piping up and saying, hey, like, what are you so makel for? Like, certain things became embedded already, and even though it's really, objectively speaking, a kula, but it just became embedded in it's something really to, we don't realize, nobody realizes it really, only a few people realize it, because everything's mass production nowadays. So when we lived in a society where you're like, everything was homegrown, and you knew, I always say, like my mother, Leah Shalom, still brought her chickens, went to a live chicken market on the Lower East Side, under the Williamsburg Bridge, and she knew the Sheikhet, and he shechted the chicken, and she saw them take off the feathers, and she saw them salt it, and sometimes she left meat in, the six-year-old kid, and they salted it, and they checked it, and then she took it home, and we ate it. But it was, now everything's mass-produced, so if a cooler, I don't know, unfortunately, that's the right word, coolers get embedded in the system. And even in the most machmir system, like the chauffeur, like a certain kula will get embedded, and it's mass produced. And then, you know, okay, someone will make a pamphlet, right, you know. Reisi lahoyer, ra lai hamaiseh, mashi makilim, you know. And then there's two different reactions to it. One is, wow, taka, we have to produce a mahadrin chauffeur.
The other one is, come on, that's how we do it. What are you making a tumult for? You think the rabbanim don't know what they're doing? Yeah. Everything's like that. I've been by, let's say, 200 gittin in my life. Maybe more, 250, 200 gittin. So there's a very a meticulousness in every aspect of the writing. Like, every chumrah in the book. But then there's certain parts in the way the Baal gives her the gift, or the way he's mavatel the modals, the certain parts of it where, yeah, okay, that's how we do it. What am I? Okay, that's all. Things get embedded in the system. I guess that's what I'm saying. And it's like a virus, you know, because since everything's mass produced nowadays, or most things are mass produced, so once it gets embedded in the system, like it's like a virus. Like then it's in the system already, and like you can't even change it. And every hechsher has its coolest. I'm not saying chas v'shalom anybody is a faker. That's the wrong. If you're walking away saying, okay, so no hechsher is honest, that's not my point. I don't really have a point. The point is that I don't know, that life is really, like halachic life is really extremely complicated. I guess, you know, I guess it's more of a danger when things are mass produced, because you want to make it go faster, you have to produce a lot, and you want it to be nice. Like, you know, in the Alta Haim, maybe they didn't care so much if a chauffeur was nice or not. Chauffeur was a chauffeur. But now that everybody's buying chauffeurs, and they're buying it for their bar mitzvah kids, for a bar mitzvah present, and all of a sudden, instead of needing like 3 chauffeurs in a town, you need 300 chauffeurs in a town, or 3,000 chauffeurs are in town. So, you know, it just, kulas get embedded. If they, certain chumras get embedded too, like wild chumras get embedded. And even bale halacha that know halacha well, but they're not necessarily the people that know what's going on in the shlachtos. They don't know, so like there's like a disconnect. Okay, we'll stop.